主耶稣圣名正道。In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, please. 信徒的称呼，我们已经讲过十个不同的称呼了。
We've already talked about, we've already talked of ten different titles of believers.
我们现在继续讲第十一个称呼。
We shall continue to speak on the 11th title.
请看马太福音第五章。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 5,
13节。
Verse 13. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
信徒也被称为是世上的盐。
Believers are also called the salt of the earth.
盐在今天来说是很普遍，价钱也是很便宜的东西。
Salt is a very common and cheap item today.
可是在古代来说，盐却是有很崇高的价值。
But in the olden days, salt is of high value.
罗马人有句话说，
The Romans have a saying,
没有别的东西比太阳和盐更有用。
Nothing is more useful than the sun and the salt.
那主耶稣称我们为世上的盐，那到底要我们做什么用呢？
And when Jesus calls us as the salt of the earth, what is our purpose on earth?
第一，
First,
要用来献祭和立约。
To use it to offer and to make a covenant.
请看利未记第二章。
Look at Leviticus chapter 2,
13节。
Verse 13.
利未记第二章。
Leviticus chapter 2,
13节。
Verse 13. Verse 13. And every offering of your grain of offering you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering. With all your offerings you shall offer salt.
这里记载，如果你是献赎祭的话，你一定要用盐来调和。
Here it says that if you're offering a sin offering, then you shall season it with salt.
盐可以用来献祭，因为盐是纯洁的。
Salt can be used in offering because it is pure.
罗马人说啊，
The Romans say,
盐最纯洁，因为它是从最纯洁的两样东西而出来的。
Salt is the purest because it comes from the two purest things.
那就是从太阳和海水。
And that is from the sun and the sea water.
那我们被称为世上的盐，也表示我们在神的面前是纯洁的。
And when we are called the salt of the earth, then we are pure before God.
因为主耶稣用水和圣灵重生了我们。
Because Jesus Christ has used the Holy Spirit and water to give birth to us again.
因此我们在神的面前成为纯洁的。
Therefore, before God, we are pure.
那我们应该懂得来奉献给神。
Then we should know how to offer ourselves to God.
请看以弗所书第五章。
The Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
25节读到27节。
Verses 25 to 27, verse 25. Husbands, let your wife, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that by that she should be holy and without blemish.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church.
如果我们能够明白，今天我们在神的面前能够成为圣洁，是原来因为主耶稣这么大的牺牲。
Today, if you ever understand why you are able to become pure before God, it's because of the great sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就会甘心乐意的把自己奉献给神。
Then we shall wholeheartedly and willingly offer ourselves to God.
我们也会保守自己的圣洁，永远不要变质。
We will also preserve our purity, that the quality will not change.
盐如果变了质，哪里还有它的价值的存在呢？
If the salt loses its saltiness, what value does it have then?
一个基督徒也是一样。
This is the same for Christians.
因此这里很清楚告诉我们。
Therefore, it tells us clearly,
基督为教会舍己。
Christ gave himself for the church.
用水借作道，把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
So he might sanctify and cleanse the washing of water by the word.
可以献给自己。
He can offer to himself.
做个荣耀的教会。
So that the church might be a glorious one.
所以我们在信仰生活里面。
Therefore, in our life of faith,
我们必须保守自己的纯洁。
We must always preserve our purity.
来侍奉真神。
To serve the true God.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
也是我们的责任。
And it is also our duty.
那么为什么可以用来立约呢？
Then why can salt be used to make a covenant?
请看民数记十八章。
in Numbers chapter 18.
民数记十八章
Numbers chapter 18.
十九节
Verse 19. Numbers chapter 18 verse 19. All the heat offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer to the Lord, I have given to you and your sons and daughters to you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of sorts forever before the Lord with you and the descendants of you.
这里谈到永远的筵约，而在我们中文圣经里面呢、啊，这个筵就是不会坏的意思。
Here it says it is a sort, it is a covenant of sorts forever, and that it will never depart.
在立约的时候，他们用到筵，因为筵是代表不朽坏。
When they want to establish a covenant, they will use sorts because sorts will never spoil.
所以立约的人应该忠心的遵守他的诺言。
Therefore, those who are bound by the covenant should adhere fully to the covenant.
也应当遵循约里面所写的条规。
And they should also adhere fully to the rules and regulations of the covenant.
所以当主耶稣说我们是上帝言的时候
，Therefore, when Jesus says we are the source of the earth,
他盼望我们好像言一样是忠信不变的。
He hopes that we will be like God, forever loyal and never changing.
我们跟主耶稣事实上是立了约。
And actually, in fact, we have already made a covenant with God.
就像旧约选民跟神立了旧约，我们今天新约的选民跟主立了新约。
Just like the Old Testament, the chosen nation of God has made a covenant with Him, and today the New Testament we have made a covenant with Jesus.
但我们所立的是不是筵约呢？是不是忠实不变呢
？But the covenant which we have made is a covenant of God, never changing.
请看希伯来书的第十章
，Hebrews chapter 10。
希伯来书第十章
Hebrews chapter 10，
我们读十六节跟十七节到十八节。
Look at verse 16 and 18. Verse 16 to 18. Verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds, and write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of this, there is no longer an offering for sin.
我们再读二十二节到二十三节
and verses 22 to 23. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
前面谈到主耶稣跟我们立约
The earlier portion talks about Jesus Christ establishing a covenant with us.
他用他的宝血洗净我们的罪过，
He used his precious blood to wash away our sins.
从此以后不再纪念我们的罪了。
And from then on, he will no longer remember our sins.
那我们已经跟神立了这个约。
And so we have already established this covenant with God.
所以我们得到这个恩典的赦免。
And we have received this grace of forgiveness.
那么下半部就是讲到我们对这个约是不是忠心呢
？The next portion questions whether you are loyal to this covenant.
既然我们罪已经得到赦免、洗干净了。
Since our sins are already washed away and we are purified,
我们应当存着诚实的心，还有充足的信心来到神的面前。
So you must have a true faith in full assurance of faith before God.
我们真的诚心诚意的相信神吗
？Can we truly believe wholeheartedly in God?
对神的救恩、对神的圣灵、对神的真理，真的绝对相信，没有怀疑
？Do we really believe and without doubt, and never doubt in God's salvation and His promise?
也许你曾经相信。
Correct, you may believe one.
可是能不能够坚持到底呢
？But can we hold fast to it?
所以二十三节说
，The four verse 23 says,
你要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering.
尤其当有各种的试炼、各种的迷惑或者自己本身的苦难
，especially when there are various tests, tribulations, and our own difficulties.
所以这个时候还能不能够坚持你的信心和你的诚心呢
？At this point of time, can we still hold fast to our faith and our conviction?
作者勉励我们，我们的神是信实的，他遵守他的约。
So also tells us that our God is faithful; He will honor His covenant.
那我们也应当信实的遵守我们遗嘱所立的约。
Therefore, we must also be faithful and to honor the covenant with God.
所以信徒是世上的盐。
Therefore, Christians are the salt of the earth.
我们应当以纯洁、专一的心来奉献给神，侍奉我们的神。
And we must wholeheartedly and with a loyal heart serve God,
并且遵守我们遗嘱所立的约。
And to abide by the covenant which we have made with God.
第二个功用就是要用来防止腐坏。
The second use of salt is to preserve food.
以前没有冰箱， 那些食物都是要用盐来腌过才能够放得久的。
In the past, when we don't have a refrigerator, food will be seasoned with salt to prolong it.
盐就是有这一种防止生命腐化下去的功效。
And so salt has the ability to preserve life.
既然我们被称为适当的盐。
And since we are called the salt of the earth,
我们就要防止我们自己生命和生活的腐化。
Therefore, we must preserve ourselves to preserve it from deterioration.
请看提摩太后书第二章。
The second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
19节。
Verse 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
21节。
Verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the leper, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
22节。
Verse 22. Do not be youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这里说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
所以这些都是 call upon the name of God shall depart from iniquity.
他要自己决定自己脱离一切卑贱的事。
And he must cleanse himself and to depart from all iniquity.
我们就是世上的盐。
We are the salt of the earth.
在我们的信仰生活里面
and in our life of faith,
我们的生活有没有被腐化呢？
Has our livelihood deteriorated?
要怎么样防止腐化
？And how do we prevent this?
保罗提醒我们
，Paul reminds us.
一方面你要逃避少年的事业
，First you must be youthful.
一方面你要追求跟那些倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱和和平。
On the other hand, you must pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace to those who call on the Lord.
能够做到这两样，你就能够保守自己生命的腐化了。
If we're able to do these two things, then we can preserve ourselves.
我们中国人有话说啊，近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
Chinese are saying that those who draw near to bad people, they become bad.
事实上，你跟某一些人在一起的时候，你会感觉到你很容易提高你的道德水准。
Actually, if we mix around with certain people, then we can raise our standard of moral.
但是跟另外一些人在一起，你的道德标准就很容易降下，甚至使到你犯罪。
But sometimes with other type of people, our morals will be degraded and will sin.
所以圣经告诉我们，不可以滥交朋友，免得自取败坏。
Therefore, the Bible teaches us not to make friends with whoever we wish, lest our character be destroyed.
如果你来往的都是一些好朋友，你也会变成好的。
If all our friends are good people, then you become good.
如果你看的都是那些坏朋友，那么你的行为生活也会渐渐变坏的。
If we mix around with bad friends, then our life will slowly turn to that of the bad behavior.
所以你要保守你生命和生活，不要腐化。你真的要逃避少年的私欲，不要跟那一些放纵情欲的坏朋友在一起。
Therefore, we must fully preserve ourselves so that we are not mixed with those who give face to their lust in the flesh.
反倒你要跟那一些倾心祷告主的人，这一些追求灵修的人在一起。
On the contrary, you must mix with those who call the Lord out of pure heart and those who always do spiritual nature.
有些人说，那我们真的这样一起祷告，就真的有功效吗？
Then some people will question, if we are to pray in this manner, always will it benefit us?
我们只是注意到前面这一段，同倾心祷告主的人在一起祷告。
You only see the first portion that is to be with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart.
但是祷告的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of prayer?
就是要改变自己，
is to change ourselves.
保守自己，
to preserve ourselves.
追求公义，
to pursue righteousness.
信德，
faith,
仁爱，
love.
和平
and peace.
所以祷告的时候
Therefore in prayer,
在灵修的功夫
in the homework of spiritual nature,
你就没有去思想这一些公义、信德、仁爱、和平这些事情。
We do not ponder over righteousness, faith, love and peace.
也没有检讨自己。
And we do not examine ourselves.
我们的生活是不是公义呢？
Do we lead a righteous life?
信德呢？
Is it full of faith?
有仁爱，有和平。
Do we have love and peace?
那你只是在那边祷告，
And we just pray,
没有思想的，
without pondering,
没有内容的，
you have no content.
这样的祷告
this sort of prayer,
不能够造就你的悟性的
or cannot edify ourselves.
灵性真的有造就吗？
Spiritually, we edify ourselves.
如果连悟性都不能够感动，怎么样灵性得到感动呢？
Even if our physical, if our physical self can be edified, how can our spiritual self be edified?
所以要防止自己生命和生活的腐化。
Therefore, to preserve ourselves and our life from becoming,
我们必须同那清心祷告主的人在一起，追求公义、信德、仁爱和和平。
We must pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
但世上的言不只是防止自己腐化而已
，and the source of the earth does not prevent itself from decomposing.
它也要能够防止别人生命和生活的腐化
，it is able to preserve others from decomposing as well.
这是主耶稣所盼望的
，this is what Jesus Christ hoped.
你们是世上的盐
，you are the source of the earth.
不是你自己是盐
，not that we are only us, only we ourselves are the salt.
所以在世界上我们有着一种的责任
，for in the world we have this duty,
防止别人生命的腐化。
To prevent us, the life of others from decomposing.
因此，保罗这样勉励我们。
Therefore, Paul encourages us.
请看加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6,
第一节。
Verse 1. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
也许在我们的亲友当中，有一些人被过犯所胜。
Perhaps in our own relatives and friends, there may be someone who has been overtaken in any trespass.
那我们这些所谓属灵的人，就是还没有犯罪跌倒的人。
And so we who are spiritual, that means those who have not sinned and fallen.
我们这些明白道理、懂得保守自己的人。
And we who know the truth and know how to preserve ourselves.
我们不只是自己看重自己而已。
We must not only watch out for ourselves.
不是说自己圣洁就好，不管别人。圣不圣洁
？Not that we remain holy ourselves and do not care about others.
如果是这样，你就忘记了你是世上的盐了。
So this is the case that you have forgotten that you are the salt of the earth.
那我们就应当用温柔的心把它挽回来。
Then we must restore such with a spirit of gentleness.
我们要劝勉他
，we must encourage them，
或者警戒他
，or even to warn them，
总要把它挽回来。
But we must restore such a one.
不要让他的生命跟他的生活继续的腐化下去
Not let their life continue to decompose.
有时候一个人的跌倒就是因为我们太过随意任凭他
Sometimes the fall of others is due to our own carelessness.
等到他越陷越深的时候我们才来挽回他往往已经太迟了
When the person has fallen too deep into sin, then it is too late for us to save him.
所以我们看到他开始软弱的时候
Therefore when we see a person who begins to weaken himself,
我们就应当及时给他的提醒和勉励。
Then you must give him timely encouragement and warning.
那同时自己也要小心。
And on the other hand, you yourself must be careful.
恐怕你在劝勉他的时候，要挽回他，反倒被他引诱拉下去了。
Yes, in the process of restoring such a one, you yourself are tempted and fall.
魔鬼对我们说
，The devil says to us,
何必这么辛苦呢
？Why go through all the trouble?
同流合污吧。
Or don't you just go with them?
因为人人都是这样啊，你又何必特别
？Because everyone is like that. Why must you be special?
你知道吗
？You know,
自命清高是很苦的。自命清高要自己努力保守清洁啊，脱离那些污秽的人是很苦的。
Or to preserve ourselves and to make ourselves depart from the rest of the others is very difficult.
所以有一些人曾经他要立志追求圣洁。
Therefore, some people once they are determined to remain holy.
但是看到人人都是这样，结果他也放弃了他起初的志向，他也变成一样的了。
But because he sees that everybody is the same, therefore he gives up his resolution.
但是神告诉我们
，But God tells us,
你总要离开福音。
You must all depart from iniquity.
因为你是主所拣选、所认识的人。
Because you are those saved and known by God.
你是有主的生命的。
We have the life of Christ.
你看河流那一边有小鱼，也有落叶。
See that in the river there are fishes and there are leaves.
小鱼这么小，但是它却能够逆流而上。
Although the fish is such a small creature, yet it can swim against the current.
落叶这么大片的叶子，但是它却随波逐流。
Or the fallen leaves, although it is such a big piece of leaves, yet it goes according to the flow of the river.
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
因为落叶已经没有生命了。
Because the fallen leaf has no more life.
没有的选择。
Yes, they don't have a choice.
它只好随波逐流了。
They can only go according to the flow.
但是我们有基督重生了的生命。
But we have the life that is reborn by Christ.
我们应该好像这一条有生命的小鱼一样。
We must be like, this is a fish full of life.
我们能够逆流而上的。
You can swim against the current.
不要随波逐流。
And do not flow with the current.
这就是世上的盐。
This is the salt of the earth.
它能够保守自己生命和生活的孵化。
You can preserve itself from decomposing.
好，第三个作用。
The third use.
请看《约伯记》第6章第6节。
So John chapter 6, verse 6.
约伯记第6章。
John chapter 6,
第6节。
Verse 6.
这里说物淡而无言岂可吃吗？
So this can frivolous food be eaten without salt?
这个道理大家不懂。
This truth all of us know.
盐就是要用来调味的。
Salt is to add flavor to food.
再好吃的食物如果没有盐来调味啊， 也变成淡而无味岂可吃吗？
A delicious dish without food it is frivolous.
我们在今天的社会， 我们常常感觉到已经没有人情味了。
In the present society, we always feel that there is no more feeling for one another.
特别是言语无味。
Especially in speech.
人与人之间不再那么热忱地互相问候。
Men between men, we no longer greet each other.
你可以迎面而来，但是擦身而过的。
We can face each other as we walk towards one another, but just brush aside as we pass.
目中无人， 甚至眼不转睛啊。
It seems that, that we do not see anybody in front of us.
我们有话要说。
We have words to say.
但是回答的不是冷言冷语让你心寒， 就是疾言厉色让你心跳。
But the answers we expect is either those that cause us to disappoint us or those that bring us anxiety.
你也有话要问。
You have questions to ask as well.
可是一问三不知。
But when you ask, people say they do not know.
真的是索然无味。
And this is truly without flavor in our speech.
有一位弟兄他的口头禅就是索然无味。
And this brother whose common phrase is speech without flavor.
我现在很少听他这样讲了。
I seldom hear him saying this nowadays.
还是他已经感觉到人生充满了许多的味呢？
Or perhaps he feels that now life is full of flavor.
但我仍然感觉到很多事是索然无味的。
But I still feel that many things in life is flavorless.
年轻人大概不会有这种感觉吧？
The youth today perhaps do not experience this.
因为他生活在现代，他就是感觉就是这样的。
Because they are living their life today and this is what they experience today.
但是我们上一辈的，我们总知道 这一代跟我们上一代是不同的。
But the elderly, we know that our generation and their generation is different.
上一代是比较有人情味的。
The elder generation, they are full of feelings.
不过这一代的年轻人如果他们到乡下去，
But the youth of this generation, when they go to the village,
他们就会发觉到不同了。
They can experience a difference.
为什么他们这么有礼貌？
Why are they so courteous?
为什么他们这么样的热忱？
Why are they so warm in heart?
你感觉到很惊奇。
You feel astonished.
但是你知道，
But we know
是有一点不一样的。
There is a difference.
那边比较有人情味啊。
Because over there they are feeling for one another.
尤其在西方国家。
Especially in the western country.
15年前我在那一边生活。
15 years ago I was living there.
真的很有人情味的。
Indeed it was full of feeling for one another.
不管你认识不认识，
Whether you know or you don't know,
大家见面都会互相问候。
Like when we meet with one another, we are greet one another.
尤其当你有困难的时候，
Especially when you have difficulty,
你向他问路，
You ask for direction.
他也不懂的路，
Although he do not know the way.
但是不是你去找别人， 他会帮你去找别人来问你的路。
Yes, it is not. Yes, he will not leave you alone, but he will ask another passerby for direction.
有一些还担心你不明白， 还亲自带你到那边去呢。
Some will even worry that you do not know his instruction, then he will bring you there himself.
我们本来怕麻烦啊。
At first, we are afraid of being troubled to others.
要带你去又这么远， 要讲清楚又这么啰嗦。
When I want to bring you there, it is too far, and yet I want to give you a clear instruction, it is too long-winded.
一句话， 对不起，我不懂。
By saying sorry, everyone know.
那我们就了解这个问题啊。
Then you resolve it.
那你的问题是你自己去解决了。
So your problem to be solved by yourself.
但是他们不会这样。
But they will not do so.
当你问到他。
When you ask them.
他真的把你的问题当成是自己的问题。
They truly treat your problems as if it is theirs.
不过四五年后，我快要离开的时候。
But 15 years later, when I was about to leave the place.
也开始不一样了。
Then the difference starts to come in.
人情味也淡了很多了。
And feeling for one another has grown cold.
所以在这个时候，我们想起主耶稣的话。
Therefore, at this point of time, remember the word of God.
你们是世上的盐。
You are the salt of the earth.
基督徒是有味道的。
Christians, they have taste.
如果世界上已经没有味道了，没有人情味了。
If the world has lost its flavor, they have no more feeling for one another.
我们就要做世上的盐。
Then we must be the salt of the earth.
我们要有人情味。
We must have feeling.
请看哥罗西书第四章。
In Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章
Colossians chapter 4
第六节
Verse 6 Let your speech always be with grace, season with salt, so you don't know how you ought to answer each one.
第五节他保罗提醒我们要爱惜光阴，用智慧来跟外人交往。
In verse 5, Paul tells us to redeem the time and to use wisdom to walk with those who are outside.
用什么智慧来跟外人来交往呢
？And how do we walk with others? And use what? How do we and sorry? And before wisdom, shall we walk with others?
是不是整天要防备他们
？Are we going to be on guard against them?
把自己封锁、保守、防守
？That we are always guarding ourselves.
就是现在的情形就是这样。
This is the present situation.、Today.
人与人之间不可以相信。
No man can no longer trust one another.
每一个人都要随时穿上防弹衣，也要带上手刀枪。
Everyone must put on bullet vest, bulletproof vest, and carry a gun.
所以怎么会有人情味呢？一看到就知道凶狠霸气的。
For how can one have feelings for one another when people see each other only thoughts of being killed come into the mind?
他勉励我们
，He encourages us.
我们特别在言语上要常常带着和气。
Especially in our church, we must always be grace.
好像用盐调和
Season is salt.
所以基督徒在信仰生活里面，尤其是跟外邦人来交往的时候
Therefore, as Christians in our life of faith, especially when we communicate with outsiders,
我们应该是言语和气
Our speech must always be grace.
我们的态度应该是和蔼可亲
Attitude towards them must be love.
不是那一种傲慢了不起的样子
And not to have pride.
也不是那一种神圣不可侵犯那一种的严肃
，and not to have those image of self-righteousness，
更不要带着刀枪、穿着防弹衣那一种防备作战的心理。
And must not always be on guard against those。
人生不需要那么样的紧张的。
Life need not be so anxious。
光阴是很短暂
，time is short。
人与人之间的相处未必是永远的。
The time we have for one another might not be long。
有时候这一次我们跟他的谈话，也许就是最后一次的谈话。
Perhaps the time that we talk with him today will be the last time。
而我们去在这最后一次的谈话里面，这么不客气的来对付他。
And yet in this time when we talk with him, we are not courteous towards him。
到后来我们才了解，那一次是我们最后一次的谈话。
Only then you realize that when you talk to that person the last time, that was the last time you can talk to him.
你会不会很后悔呢
？You will regret.
早知道我就对他好一点。
If I had known earlier, I should have treated him better.
谁知道他竟然是这样走了呢
？Who knows that he has left the world already?
可是如果我们随时随地都能够用言调和
，But if our speech are always seasoned with salt,
常常带着和气
，and it is always be
温柔顺良
，gentle.
这种的生活是轻松跟快乐的。
This type of life is a very joyous one.
也让人家感觉到很有人情味。
And can also let others experience that you are feeling for one another.
不但这样，箴言十五章第一节里面这样告诉我们。
Not only this, in Proverbs 15 verse 1 tells us.
请看箴言十五章的第一节。
Proverbs 15 verse 1.
回答柔和，使怒消退；言语暴力。触动怒气
A soft answer sends a little off but a harsh word stirs up anger
为什么很多大事最后却能够变成无事呢
Why is it that many great plans in the end will not be succeeded
很多就是因为你回答柔和使 使怒消退。
Oh, sorry. Why is it that when many arguments in the end they will be resolved? Because a soft answer always says a resolve.
为什么有一些小事到最后就变成大事呢
？And why do some small problems end up as big problems?
很多就是因为我们的言语暴力触动怒气。
This is because many times our words are harsh.
所以当一场的争执过后，我们冷静的思想。
So therefore, after each argument, when we ponder it over,
到底我们是为了什么事情来吵呢
？Why is the real reason why you argue?
我们的感情就是这么样的破裂吗
？Is our relationship going to be destroyed just like this?
思想起来
，So we think over it.
很多时候就是我们的言语不友善。
Many times it's use our words that is harsh.
如果我们能够回答柔和
，It's able to answer with a give a soft answer.
好好的说，慢慢的说。
And to talk to them nicely.
那我们的大问题也会变成小问题的。
Then our big problems will become a small one.
但是我们冷言冷语，甚至很不客气，带过一种的暴力，没有气也升起气来了。
But when our words are harsh and if we feel a vengeance, then problems that do not seem to be a problem end up as a problem itself.
我们还记得拿巴跟亚比该这一对夫妻吗
？Do we still remember Nadab and Abigail?
一个是那么样的。回答柔和，一个就是那么样的回答暴力的。
One gives a soft answer, the other gives a harsh answer.
在撒母耳记上25章
，In First Samuel chapter 25，
就是记载亚比该跟拿巴的事情。
这里说到了Nadab and Abigail，拿巴和Abigail。
在第八节开始
，In verse 8，
对不起，在第五节开始哈，他说你对那个夫妇要这样说，愿你平安，愿你家平安，愿你一切所有的都平安。
And that is a say to him who lives in prosperity, peace be to you, peace to all your house, and peace to all that you have.
有谁不想这样的问候呢
？Who do not want such greeting?
然后大卫又对他们说
，And David tell them again.
说他帮助他们看管这一些羊群，所以他们的羊群呢、一个也没有失落。
That they're helping to look after his sheep, therefore none of his sheep are lost.
那么现在，请你帮我们一个忙，给我们一点食物。
So now please help us and give us some food.
但是拿巴怎么回答呢
？But how did Nabal answer him?
第十节。
Verse ten.
大卫是谁
？Who is David?
近来被逆主人奔跑的仆人甚多。
There are many servants nowadays who break away each one from his master.
我们怎么可以把这些食物跟给那一些我不知道来历的人呢
？Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have kept for my servant and give it to men whom I do not know?
他真的不知道大卫是谁吗
？Does he really do not know who David is?
他的话就已经说明他知道了。
His word proves that he knows it.
大卫就是逃亡。
David is a fugitive.
他的主人要追杀他。
His master wants to pursue and kill him.
大概当时的天下人都知道这些事情的了。
Correct. The people at that time all know about it.
所以他才会讲这样的话来讽刺他。
Therefore, he is able to say such words to insult him.
近来很多背逆主人的人逃跑。
There are many servants nowadays who break away from his master.
我怎么知道你就是其中的一位呢
？And how do I know if you're one of them?
大卫就很生气了。
And David is very angry.
大卫要追杀他。
David wants to kill him.
咦？拿巴的仆人，他们也觉得他们的主人很过分。
Even Nabal's servant said that he was a bit overboard.
所以十四节里面记载。
Therefore, in verse 14, it says,
说拿巴的仆人赶快去告诉拿巴的妻子亚比该。
One of the young men told Abigail Nabal's wife.
他说，大卫他们对待我们很好的。
David treated us well.
但是我们的主人却回答他们很不客气。
Did our master revolt them?
你要赶快想办法，要不然灾祸就临到我们的主人了。
You must quickly think of a way, if not calamity will befall our master.
十七节下半段说啊，他这个主人啊，性情凶暴，无人敢跟他说话。
Verse 17, the letter portion says that the master is such a coward that one cannot speak to him.
好，那么读23节以下，你就看到亚比该去见大卫，跟大卫讲话。
From verse 23 onwards, you can see how Abigail talked to David.
25节
Verse 25,
我主不要理这个人拿巴，他的性情就跟他的名相称，他名叫拿巴，他为人果然以往。
Please let not my lord regard this scoundrel Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Number is his name, and fully is his is his name.
他承认
she admitted,
是他的丈夫错了
that her husband is wrong.
他就是这样的以往的人
and he is such a holy man.
但是你不要学习他一样
but do not be like him.
你要按照神的恩典来怜悯我们
but according to the grace of God, you must forgive us.
所以在二十八节他这样讲 求你饶恕逼你的罪过那耶和华神必为我主建立坚固的家
for the Lord will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house.
还有一句很好的话
and another good word.
这一句话真的打动了大卫的
and this thing truly moved David.
那是在三十跟三十一节里面所说的
it is according to verse 30 and 31.
他说当耶和华神赐福你你做以色列王的时候
And it shall come to pass when the Lord has done for my Lord according to all the good.
那时我主必不至于心里不安，觉得良心有愧。
Then he has made a ruler of Israel. Then this will be no grief to you, nor offense of heart to my Lord.
这句话真的打动大卫的心呢。
And this statement of hers moved David.
如果大卫不肯饶恕
if David refused to forgive her,
大卫要审判他们是有他的理由啦。
David has his reason to judge them.
可是当有一天你做完以后
but one day when you become king,
你回想起来
you recall back,
当初我这样做会不会太过分呢？
In the past when I do this, was I, am I being good going and
good? 他是在言语上对我不尊重。
He disrespected me in terms of his
他没有爱心帮助我的饥饿。
He did not help me when I'm hungry.
但我现在就是杀了他的生命。
And yet now I take over his life.
是不是过分了一点呢？
Is it too much of me?
那个时候心里就不安了。
And at this point of time, he was still uneasy in his heart.
因此大卫冷静的思想。
Therefore, David calmed down and pondered.
他的怒气就消退了。
And his anger was diminished.
所以他就称赞这个亚比该。
Therefore, David praised Abigail.
32节
Verse 32.
大卫对亚比该说
David said to Abigail,
耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的。
Blessed is the Lord God of Israel.
因为他今日使你来迎接我。
He sent you this day to meet me.
你和你的见识也应当称赞。
And blessed is your advice and blessed are you.
说好话未必是人人会说的。
Saying nice words, not everyone can say nice words.
我们所说的说好话就是捧人家的大脚。
When we say nice words, we actually try to gain favor from that person.
那并不是好话，那是奉承人的话。
And such are not nice words, but their words to carry favor.
说粗鲁一点，那是拓大脚的话，拓脚话。
And to put it in more directly is to carry favor.
好话不是奉承人的话
Nice words are not words that gain favor from others
而是能够使人的怒气消退
But they are able to cause one's anger to be diminished
而是能够让人家冷静的来自于回头想一想
And they are able to cause one to calm down and to ponder over the past
而是能够帮助人控制自己的情欲
And they are words that are able to help one to control their feelings
所以他称赞亚比该
Therefore, David, praise Abigail.
你和你的见识也当称赞。
Blessed are you and your advice.
因为你今日拦阻我亲手报仇流人的血。
God has kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself.
那我们也应该好像大卫一样。
Therefore, we must be like David.
虽然自己错了。
Although he himself was wrong.
要有勇气认错。
You must have the courage to admit he's wrong.
有些人是恼羞成怒，明知道是错，但他还是错到底。
Some people know that they are really wrong, but say they want to remain wrong all the way.
这样就只有一错再错了。
So they'll be committing wrong after wrong.
大卫知道他这种的态度、这种的方式是不对，也不应该的。
David knew that such attitude is wrong, and he shouldn't have such attitude at all.
所以他立刻接受人家的劝导。
Therefore, immediately he accepted others' advice.
改变他的态度，改变他的方式。
And he changed his attitude and his ways.
这样不是很好吗？
Isn't this better?
所以我们需要好像亚比该，他真的是世上的盐。
Therefore, we must be the Abigail who is truly the salt of the earth.
他不但调和这个味道
，Not only did she add flavor,
他也防止大卫的生命腐败下去啊。
She also prevented David's life from decomposing.
所以在信仰生活里面
，Therefore, in the life of faith,
保罗说用盐调和，就是言语带着和气是很重要的。
Paul says to present ourselves with salt, it is it is to enable our speech to be refrained.
你听过理智气壮这一句话？理智气壮，你很有理由的时候，你就很大声了。
Have you ever heard of this saying that when you are full of reason, then you speak with a loud voice?
那你有没有听过理智气和这一句话呢？
But have you ever come across this saying that even if you are full of reason, you just speak softly?
在一间咖啡店，有一个人叫了一杯柠檬茶。
At a coffee shop, someone ordered a cup of lemon tea.
那么当他把牛奶倒进这个柠檬茶的时候
And when he poured milk into this cup of lemon tea,
那么牛奶好像结成一块块哈
Then the milk seems to form a suspension in the water.
他就很生气也很大声地叫小姐过来
Therefore she was very angry and shouted to the waiter to go.
你看你的牛奶是坏的
Look at your milk, it's spoiled.
怎么给我这个坏牛奶 spoiled 嘛 hold it.
How can you give me such spoiled milk?
那小姐静静的啊，就说对不起，那我就跟你换过新的。
So the waitress apologized to him and said she will change a new one for him.
啊，又拿了一杯茶，旁边有柠檬，还有一小罐的牛奶。
So she served the customer another cup of lemon tea with a small cup of milk.
然后他很小声对这个客人说
And she told this customer softly
他说先生我可以不可以给你一个建议
Mr. can I give you an advice
如果你要喝柠檬茶、哦、最好不要放牛奶
If you want to drink lemon tea it is best not to drink it with milk
啊，有时候刚好这个柠檬酸、啊、会把这个牛奶混合成会好像结成一块一块这样
Because the lemon will cause the milk to create a suspension in it
啊，在这个时候，这个客人就脸红了、啊。他知道是自己错了。
So at this point of time, the customer knew was embarrassed because he knew that he was wrong.
所以他赶快喝完，赶快走啊。
Before he quickly finished a cup of lemon tea and left.
那么旁边那一些客人就打抱不平了、
啊。And the other customers around felt angry for her.
这种人还要跟他客气什么？
我只要觉得开车是 such people，
自己苦不明白，还要怪人家说牛奶坏了。
He himself is in the wrong, yet he wants to blame it on the milk.
另外一个就说：“小姐，你太好人了。”
And the other one said, "Miss, you are such a nice person."
对这种人还这么样的客气
，to such people you are just so courteous.
是我早就把他赶出去了。
If it were me, I was chasing away long ago.
通通都是马后炮的家伙。
So everyone is they are like that.
但是这个小姐就高这样的回答
But this waitress answered them
她说就是因为她是一个粗鲁的人
She said because she's such a rough man
所以我们才要用这种温柔的婉转的方法来应付她
Yeah, so you must approach him with a soft approach
我知道理不智的人呢、啊、常常要用气壮来压人
I know those who are unreasonable they will use authority to suppress you
我们看阿女方哦，你先告状啊！他知道他自己不对了，他先大声。
You always say that those who are wrong, those who are wrong, they always protect themselves by accusing others.
但是我们是理智的人，我们只要契合来解释就好了。
But if they're reasonable, then you explain them nicely.
道理一说就明白的，不需要大声的。
And when the truth is made known, then people understand it.
每个人听了这一段话都鼓掌了。
So when everyone heard this, they applauded.
一个这样的小姑娘却有这样的见识。
Such a young lady has this kind of experience.
我们以为理智才气壮。
We thought that by being reasonable, then we shall always have the right to say.
但是她却说理智要契合。
But yet she says that if you're reasonable, then you must answer your soft answer.
道理一说就明白的，不必大声喊叫的。
When the truth is made known, you'll be understood.
固然理智你可以气壮。
Although it is right that with reason you can speak,
但是追求理智契合需要更大的涵养、更好的风度的。
But to pursue such a quality, we need to put in more effort.
我们做基督徒的就是适当的言。
And as Christians, we are the salt of the world.
我们不是要理智气壮，我们应该是理智契合。
You must not be one who speaks loudly, but one who speaks softly.
请看马可福音的第九章。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 9.
马可福音第九章
Mark chapter 9
50节
Verse 50 Salt is good but if the salt loses its flavor how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another
主耶稣提醒我们
Jesus Christ reminds us,
盐本是好的
，salt is good。
但如果盐没有了味道
，but if the salt loses its flavor，
还有什么用呢
？How will you use it？
我们今天的盐是很便宜、很普通的。
Today salt is very cheap and very common。
但是它却是很重要的。
Yes, it is very important。
每一个家庭都不可以少了它。
No one cannot live without it。
但是如果这个盐变得是这个盐已经不咸了，还有用吗
？When the salt loses its quality, it is no longer salty。
你就只好把它丢掉了。
Then you throw it away。
我们基督徒不在乎自己的卑微、自己的普通，但是最重要的，你要有用。
We Christians must not put too much regard on our status, but we must emphasize on our usefulness.
所以主耶稣说，你们的里头应当有盐。
Before Jesus Christ said, "Have salt in yourselves."
我们言语要和气，我们的态度要和蔼可亲。
Now, speech we must have grace, and our attitude towards one another we must be filled with love.
最重要的是要你心里要柔和谦卑。
Most importantly, in our heart we must have humble.
如果里面没有这些盐，没有这种柔和，没有这种调味，
if there's no salt in us, there's no gentleness and no flavor.
你怎么能够彼此和睦呢？
How can we live harmoniously with one another?
你只能够彼此争吵，
then we'll quarrel with one another.
彼此相骂，
and to argue with one another.
那大家都受伤了，
then everyone will be hurt.
感情也冷淡了，
and feelings will go cool.
盐本是好的。
Salt is good.
若失了味道，还有什么用呢？
But the salt of it is flavor. How will you season it?
所以主耶稣告诉我们，
Therefore Jesus Christ tells us,
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are those who bring harmony.
因为他们被称为神的儿子。
Because they shall be called sons of God.
因为神是使人和睦的。
Because God is the God of peace.
他来这个世界，目的就是要使人和睦。
He comes into this world to give peace to all men.
让人跟神之间，让人跟人之间彼此和睦。
So that man and God, man between men, we shall have peace.
那我们身为神的儿子。
And as sons of God,
我们岂不应当彼此和睦吗？
Shouldn't we live peaceably with one another?
所以求主帮助我们。
So we pray, ask the Lord to help us.
主耶稣称我们为世上的盐。
Jesus Christ calls us as the salt of the earth.
让我们真的成为世上的盐。
So that, and maybe truly become the salt of the earth.